the beginning of the parsha, Vayechi Yaakov, Vayikavu Meisra Lomus, and there's a Pelnik Arichus. Yaakovino begs Yosef, Al Nasi Gureni Mitzrayim. He makes a whole ma'amada, a whole avoid out of it. Simna Yosef, Taches Yerechi, he's Makasha, this Bakasha to the Bechinas Bris Mila. And then Yosef says, Beseda, Yaakovino says, no, make a Shavua. Make a Shavua that you won't bury in Mitzrayim. Take me to Eretz Yisrael. Why, what's the Shaykhah of the Bris Mila to this? What's the Shaykhah of making a Shavua? You don't trust his Yosef Atzadik, he was a Melech, he could do what he wanted. But there's a very big yisod over here, a big oimek. Shigen, I want to be makasha with the mechomet that we're going through today. Eretz Yisrael is called the Talach Lefnei Hashem Ba'aretz Hazachayim. Eretz Yisrael is called Aretz Hazachayim. The Gemara Darshan is there. Eretz Yisrael is called Aretz Hazachayim because Meiseh Hazachayim Tchila. By Tchis HaMeisim, it's the Aretz where Tchis HaMeisim is going to begin first. In other words, it's an Aretz of Tchis HaMeisim. It's an Aretz of the future. The reason why it's called Aretz HaZachayim is because when a person comes into Eretz Yisrael, a person has a dchifah, has a push forward into another tkufa. He goes out of the Olam HaHoyve and he goes into the Olam HaOsim. Practically speaking, Imamish feels it. You know, you go to Chutz Laretz, you feel the Olam HaHoyve. You feel the world is a world of present. You come here, you go to the coast, you see this korbonus, you see this tzipia, and this tikva, and this hope, and this future, and we're dominant. It's much more realistic, because that's the Eretz Yisrael, the school of Eretz Yisrael is, it's an Aretz of Tchis HaMeisim. That's why it's called Aretz HaZachayim, because that's where Tchis HaMeisim begins. It's a Arichas on its own, just an Akuda. Avraham Avinu's first Kenyan on Eretz Yisrael was buying a Kura, buying Aretz Machpelah. It's called Aretz HaZachayim, and the first thing you do is you buy a Keber. Why? Because a Keber is Remez, it's Tchis HaMeisim. Eretz Yisrael is Aretz HaZachayim. Eretz Yisrael is the Yitzir from the Olam HaHoyve. Mela Yaakov Avinu, you know, by the way, that's why there's a Shavua. The Bein Shalom gave Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael with a Shavua. Shavua Shnishpati. I would say to make him, it's a Shavua to give Eretz Yisrael. A Shavua is something that's going to be. A Shavua is something that has no going back on. A Shavua is something that is mamish. When you make a Shavua, I mean, it's like you're there already. It's like you've done it. It's like the Gemara says in the Dorim. Nizruzi nafshe. You got to make a Shavua. Nishbon the kind of mitzvah. Nishpati bakayema. It's a Shavua. Shavua gets you there. Shavua pushes you. There's no going back anymore. Shavua is something that takes you into the future, into what you're planning to do. The Bein Shalom gave Eretz Yisrael with a Shavua taka because the Bein Shalom says that this is a land of Tchis HaMeisim. You're getting there. You're going into the future when you come into Eretz Yisrael. A lot of Nakudas over here. Avraham Avinu went into Eretz Yisrael. He says, everywhere where he went, he saw something that was going to take place thousands of years later. He went to Ai, he saw Muhammad. He went here, he saw there. He went to Yericho. Eretz Yisrael just gives you a Tchifah. You go into the future. You're 1,000 years, 2,000 years ahead. Is that the vote of Pashas Vayichi? The vote of Pashas Vayichi is Yaakovinu saying, Al Nosik Mereini Mitzrayim. Yaakovinu is about to die. But Yaakovinu Loimes. The vote of Yaakovinu Loimes is that Yaakovinu says, don't bury me here for 1 minute. Don't keep me here, Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Punt Faket. Mitzrayim is a town, is a country where everything is Al Piteva and everything, when it dies, it's gone. There's no future. There's no future Bechlal. We know that Mitzrayim drowned in the Yam Suf. Suf is Soif. Mitzrayim's got no future. It comes to the end, that's it. Klal Yisrael comes to the Soif, that's where they're just beginning. So, maybe therefore, the beginning of the Pashas Vayichi is the Pasha of Tchis HaMeisim. It's the Pasha of Yaakovinu Loimes. It's the Pasha of jumping into the future. Jumping into the future, that's Makasha Yaakovinu straight away to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Yaakovinu makes the Halarich, don't bury me, I'll not seek very near Mitzrayim. Where to take me? Take me to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Mokom Achaim, the Mokom of Yaakovinu Loimes. It's the Mokom of Tchis HaMeisim. It's the Arsus Achaim, Shemeseo Achai Tchila. And therefore, that's why Yaakovinu Dafka wants them, Simna Yochel Tachas Yerechi. That's the whole Indian of Bris Mila, we discussed it before. Again, and I'm just saying the Kudus of Big Yisoidus. The Milas of Yom HaShmini. A baby's born into the Olam Hazeh, he gets an injection of Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini is the world of Lost Lovoy. Person after Bris Mila feels he's in the future already. A child gets his Bris Mila, he feels he's in Olam Bechinus, or he feels the Bechinus Olam Haba. The Mishnah says in the end of the Sanhedrin, Mefe Bris Shal Avraham Avinu, Hein Lachelik Lo Olam Haba. What's the Shaykhis? You Mefe Bris, you're not Chashayach to Olam Haba, because all the Indian of Bris Mila is, it takes us into the future. Takes us into the Yom HaShmini, takes us into the Bechinas Olam Haba. Yaakovinu saying, Yosef HaTzadik, I want you to take me to Eretz Yisrael. I want you to take me to the Eretz of Tchias HaMeisim. I want you to take me to the Eretz of the future. The Eretz of the future, that's Shach to Bris Mila. Simna Yotcha Tachas Yerechi, the Bechinas Bris Mila is the Bechinas, the Chifa, that's a push straight into the Olam HaShmini. And that's why Dafka he wanted it also Derech HaShavua for the same reason. Mila, Shavua, Eretz Yisrael is all the same Indian. When was Avraham Avinu Zoche to Eretz Yisrael? Salach Lefana, Ve'yei Somen. That's when the promise came. Mila, Shavua, and Eretz Yisrael is the Dchifa into the future. Why am I saying all this? Because Yedua that Yishmael, back in when he was thrown out of the house, when Yishmael was thrown out of Avraham Avinu's house, he was dying. It says Hoga went away, she didn't want to hear him dying. And there's a big kitrig in Shemayim. And Shemayim said that Yishmael, they're going to cause so much tzoras to Klal Yisrael. Let him die. What do we need him here for? He's only going to cause problems. So the psak din in the Mesifta Derekiah was Basher Husham. Now she brings it down. Basher Husham. Basher Husham means that Yishmael now, he's a little boy who's suffering. He's ke'ilu innocent. And Meila, therefore, keep him alive. Yishmael's whole marechet, Yishmael's whole schus hakim is in the Basher Husham, is the matzav now. Yishmael's got mashayachet to the future. Basher Husham, if we would have looked at Yishmael mitzad ha'otis, so then Yishmael would have died. You would have known he's got no schus kim, he's got no schus of future. He's only got schus Basher Husham. That's what kept him alive. And it's a peldik azach, because you see about Ben Sayer Moira, we don't say that. Ben Sayer Moira, he doesn't deserve to die. Oh, he's nidden al shem soifai. Why are you killing him al shem soifai? Because that's the difference is, because that's the way a yid works. A yid lives in the future. For Ben Sayer Moira, if you see his future, you kill him now. That's how yid works. A yid is kolkulei looking into the future. An Arab, Yishmael, Asher Rasham, he lives in the Olam Ahoyva. Therefore, that's why. These days, we yom meila, we have to be mamtik l'dinim, and we have to be melamed tzchus and klal Yisrael, and to be mekatrib on the Yishmaelim. The vote is Eretz Yisrael. We just said is the Oretz, which is kulei the Eretz of Tchias Amesim. Kulei the Oretz of the future. It's always kulei the Oretz. Hashem Soifai. Yishmael, Basher Husham. Yishmael's got no shaychus to that. Meila, Yishmael's fighting for a land that's bechlal. He's got no shaychus. It's the opposite of everything he represents. His whole chias is only in the present. His whole tzchus akim is only Basher Husham. Is only the olam present. Eretz Yisrael bechlal doesn't belong to him. Eretz Yisrael bechlal got no. Zoya says because the mitzvah and bris mila, so therefore he had up the tchifa into the future, like he said about bris mila. He's hanging on to Eretz Yisrael. However, when Melamed Tzchus, that Klal Yisrael is living in the future, and Faker, the more a person thinks about the Tzupiyah for Mashiach Tzukenu, in these days of Melchama, the more a person thinks that whenever there's an Eitz Tzara, a person has to think into the future. Look at first Rashi. That Nistamu Enem Shed Yisrael, the Tzara Shibud, the first Rashi this week's parish. On one hand, it was going down into a terrible Shibud and a terrible Eitz Tzara. On the other hand, Bikush Yaakov, Legalis is the case. What was Yaakovina teaching us? Whenever there's an Eitz Tzara, jump into the future. Jump into Bikush Yaakov, Legalis is the case. Jump into the Tzupiyah for the future. The of Mashiach, the tzipia, the hope and the yearning for Mashiach and Tchis HaMesim and the Osed Lava and Olam Hava, which is where we really belong. And therefore that gives us, the more we mitzapit for the Yeshua, the Yom Ha'ilu, the more we have a tzchus, and the deeper we have our tzchus into Eretz Yisrael, which is the Oretz of Tchis HaMesim, which is the Oretz of the future. And the more it turns out a kitruk, Yimach Shemom and Yishmaelim, who they only shayach to Basher Shom. They've only shayach. If you walk into the future Yishmael, then you would have died thousands of years ago in the desert when Yishmael died. That's the difference of Klal Yisrael and Havdal and Ishmaelim, the Yom Eilu, to be regardless of the case, to live into the case, and to mamish feel that here in Eretz Yisrael is Zorcha to live a life where we go out of the Oilam Ahoyve, we go out of Oilam Azeh, and we go into the Oilam of the Osid Lovoy, into the Oilam of the Tzipir, to the Yom Hashmini, into the Eretz Yisrael, into the Arts of the Eretz Shemisea Chaim Tchila. And that's a Murdika Limit Tzchus and Klal Yisrael, and that's Melam Tzchus B'Shamayim, that we belong in Eretz Yisrael, we have our roots in Eretz Yisrael, and Ishmaelim and Basher Husham, they don't bichlal belong here, they're hanging on to our Shtikul Tzchus. They should have them up all, and we should be zoicha bekor of the meher of Yemenu to the Eretz Shemisea Chaim Tchila, to Mibias Mashiach Tzukenu, to Mitzchis Amesim, to Olam Haba, the meher of Yemenu. Amen.